Hello and welcome to Lifetime on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I'm your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I am Sarah Carranza.
Sarah Carranza in the house.
Both of our last names almost, you're like, wait, Sarah Carranza. Nope, it's a different person.
Or you can say Carranza.
Carranza.
Ooh, yes, I like that
better.
Just
that's
like,
better.
Yeah. Sarah's here.
That's
old
me.
School OG friend of mine from back in the day.
Back in the day.
Just living our lives.
Yeah.
Now she is an amazing theater. What did we say?
I decided to be called a theater artist because I'm a jack of all trades, dude.
Does a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
We've directed together. That was awesome.
Spent.
A parody of Rent.
Bruh, yeah. I want to know that. I want to know that show.
Hey. Do you want to know that show?
It was a show. And it happened. But we did a really good job with it.
I'm actually proud of that one.
Yeah.
It was fun.
The Chicago Tribune said, it was a show. I saw it.
Yes. Yep.
But no, it would be more like the Oak Leaves saw it.
But. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, me and Sarah go way back. Before we jump into the movie, I wanted to talk about a cool review that we got, which is a little different than what we normally do. But Drew, I sent you that via text, so if you could just read that for the listeners to hear this great review.
This is really nice. Patrick is witty, sassy, and knowledgeable. Great to listen to at work or in the car. Laugh along to critiques of your favorite movies and have watched this season or catch up on movies you may have missed with a quick synopsis with hilarious commentary.
Amen.
You know, and I just want to say, you don't have to have any grammar or proper grammar in your reviews. So, you know, that might have been missing some punctuation.
I might have. Yeah, it was just kind of one.
A run-on sentence?
You know what? No.
It's just reading comprehension?
That was Harold the Hippo, 22.
Thank you, Harold the Hippo. I am witty in whatever you said.
And I really like your handle.
Yeah. I like that. Harold the Hippo.
So... listeners, if you haven't written a review, what are you sleeping on? Let's get on it. So go on iTunes, write a review. We love emojis.
And I'll read it.
And we'll read it on air.
I'll read the shit out of
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Because...
maybe next time I'll do like my easy listening DJ voice.
Yes. And in the review, you could even say like, I want Drew to read this in this voice and challenge him.
Yeah. Challenge me. I'll do it.
That sounds like fun. I kind of wish I did a review before this.
Well, you can do it and then listen to it on the next one.
On the next.
I'm not opposed to guest reviewing, by the way. Just saying, Sarah.
Well, I was a listener before I knew I was going to end up being a guest.
That's true. I've been getting a lot of like feedback from people. They're like, oh, I love your podcast. And I'm like, great, you should be on it.
Great, come on.
So if anybody wants to be on the podcast, just tell me that you like it.
In the same area.
Yeah.
Careful, Patrick. You might end up having to pay for flights.
Right. I'm not paying for your travel. I'm not putting you up in the hotel. I can't think of a hotel.
Just whatever. The hotel. In downtown Chicago, the hotel.
I can put you up on the CTA red line.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could hook you up with my Venture card.
Great. So yes, little tangent there, but just want to say rate and review us on iTunes. But now, Sarah, are you ready for this?
Of course.
This movie, I was like thinking about it and we agreed to do it a while ago. But then when I thought about it, I was like, Sarah is like the perfect person for this movie.
Mm. I know, right? I got so excited.
I was watching it and I'm like, this is amazing. This is perfect for Sarah. Did you watch One Tree Hill back in the day?
Yeah, except like I gave up after season 3. So it was really after What's-Her-Face, who's in this movie, finally got the basketball player dude.
Well, see, I know nothing about One Tree Hill, which is why I was like, this is perfect, because Sarah falls into that perfect time of her adolescence of watching the WB with this actress who's in this movie.
Oh, okay.
So she knows her from that, from previous. I only know her from Lifetime Hallmark movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she had that market.
She's getting in there. And I think she does a good job.
I'll talk more about that.
Sure. Also, this movie is about like princes and like royal things. It's called let's just say what it is. The Royal Matchmaker.
The Royal Matchmaker.
Yes.
And it's just Royal Matchmaker.
No, just the. Royal Matchmaker.
Because there's probably another Hallmark movie called
there is.
The Royal Matchmaker.
There's not. But there will be.
There will be.
Stop it.
They're saving it.
This one stars Joy Lenz, who's the actress we're talking about, who
Bethany.
Was in One Tree Hill.
Oh, and you know my thing with that all these actors are also in sci-fi. Mm-hmm. Like they cross over into my world.
Yeah.
Do they really? Watching.
She was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
Which is a Marvel show.
I loved it for like a hot second.
Yes.
You never stopped.
I suggest you keep watching it.
Will Kemp, who is in Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, and you see his butt in that show. Just saying.
Ooh.
So if you want to see that guy's butt.
Girlfriend's Guide right. to Girlfriend's Divorce.
Write that down. Yes, everyone. Lots of nudity. It was a Bravo show.
They had nudity on Bravo?
I know. That's why I'm like, well, I've been not watching Bravo, I guess. I need to like get on that. Anyways.
I can't find, he is not, I don't know. He's not on a sci-fi.
No, I don't think so.
The closest is Nikita, but that was like a long
Wasn't
time
he a
ago.
Dancer? I thought he was a dancer.
Probably. He's very handsome. And then Brittany.
Oh, no. Van Helsing. He was on Van Helsing.
You're right, Drew. It all.
Fantasy sci-fi. It all comes around.
Anyways. And then some girl named Brittany Bristow. I guess she plays the girl Brittany. So Brittany playing Brittany.
I hope you also remember. I don't know names. I'm horrible with them. So I'm just like, girl with the glasses.
That's the girl with the glasses.
Ah.
Yes. Cool. Anyways. So I just thought you were perfect for this. And I'm really glad you're here. So let's jump right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear that dog?
Yeah, but you know, it's out. There's dogs. Dogs happen.
There's a dog. Not in this movie, though.
Not in this movie.
So, that is kind of strange.
I know. There should have been a dog. Jumping right into the movie. So we have Kate. She's a matchmaker in New York, okay? And we know it's New York because there's like very gratuitous New York scenery at the top of the movie.
Empire State Building.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Skyline. The whole shebang.
Yeah.
They really got that stock footage out for this opening, just so we are very clear where we are. And they say it like
and
right
that
away.
That happy like Hallmark music. And
yeah.
It's perfect, you know, montage.
You know what you're getting in for. You know you're in for a good rom-com. I'm shaking my shoulders and like doing a little shimmy, but that's,
yeah, you gotta see. You gotta
that's
see
how
it
makes it. You feel.
You gotta see it.
It all does.
Right, doing this.
Anyway, so Kate runs this matchmaking business that she owns. It's called True Love Matchmaking, which is a good name for a matchmaking thing, I would say.
I'd sign up.
Right, for sure. We all need to be match made.
But there's an app. There's an app for that, isn't there?
Yeah, but why would I want to do the work?
An app.
That's true.
But this matchmaker will take your personality, and she has a assistant named Brittany with the glasses, this blonde girl with the glasses.
Who likes statistics because she wears glasses.
Because she wears glasses. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's not a redheaded best friend, Drew, or any minority. So this one didn't have any of that going on. We got a blonde girl who likes math. Brave choice.
It's very brave.
Brave choice.
Out of left field.
Yeah. Very unbelievable.
I know. You know someone. Like, you know someone part of this. Like, probably the director, because the directors are the worst.
Yes.
Or are just like, you know what would be really funny? Is if he was blonde. Right, everyone? Everyone's like, look, I'm just getting, I'm just getting a paycheck.
The funny part is that she's blonde with glasses.
And wears ponytails.
And she has a ponytail.
And quite literally, she does say she's the one that likes statistics.
I think that's maybe her first line. My name's Brittany and I love numbers. You know? So anyway, she's like running the statistics on people, and like she can get like your percentage of how much you're gonna match. But Kate is kind of goes more with her heart and has like a feeling that things are gonna work out. So they're a good yin and yang.
Yeah, nice.
They're
nice
a good
little
combo.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anyways, so Kate like does her thing in New York, and she like goes to bed and reads Jane Austen, which was another reason why I was like, Sarah Kronz is perfect for this.
Yeah, I heard you talk about Jane Austen in another podcast.
Yes.
And I was just like, pet.
Oh, I am so, that is so in my blind spot, Jane Austen.
I watched Unleashing Mr. Darcy just the other night.
Well, there you go. But too bad, Jane Austen.
Is that
Austen...
a porn?
I don't think so.
It's a Hallmark movie.
Oh.
Jeez,
ooh,
Joe.
That's what we should do. Is this a Hallmark movie or a porn?
Yes, we should.
Play that game.
Anyways, so...
quite literally, she's
Jane
reading
Jane
Austen.
Doesn't
Austen.
Really come into the thing, though, right?
No, just the first line of the book. Like, honestly, did you even have to have that, though?
Right. I think it's just so viewers are like, oh, Jane Austen, I love her. Mm-hmm. She's relatable to me, maybe.
Maybe, but I guess it kind of has to do with, you know, a snobby prince.
Right.
Judgy. Big judge or something.
Yes. So... Yeah. There's a, we next cut to like, so she's established. Now we're going to establish the prince. His name's Prince Sebastian. Oh, and yes. He drives a red sports car.
Which he knows how to fix.
Yeah. He fixes his own car. Dreamy. He's like a, you know, very handsome-ish man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would go with ish.
Ish. Yeah, something about him. Maybe his hair was too long or something. In The Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, he has like spiky kind of like 2000s
hair. He
needs more hair. Yeah.
A little bit
like
too
long.
Clean. Yeah, like a little too clean cut. Yeah. Kind of makes his ears look really poppy. Sorry, that's really mean.
No, this is the podcast.
I'm trying to be a good person.
No, this is what...
Don't be a good person. No. We're here to tell it like it is, okay? If you want good people, go to a different podcast.
Go to a different podcast. We really, really love these movies legitimately.
Yeah, and there are them. I'm not going to name drop them, but they might be coming soon.
Oh.
I mean, one of their names
with a collab.
Is actually Sarah Carranza, too.
Doing a little collab.
Yes. Anyways, so we see Prince Sebastian and his dad, King Edward, and they're like talking, and they're having like... I guess British accents. It's very ambiguous as to where they're from. I don't even think they say
Vladavia.
Oh, Vlad, of course.
Something like that.
Oh, it was just a made up.
Any made up. It's like with the Royal Heart, true, where it was right. Like Medovia. It just has to end with an IA.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Of yeah.
So, anyways, they're talking in like very Britishly and like, for example.
Because really, what royals aren't British?
Right. But they're not in Britain.
But it sounds like they're in like Russia.
Yes. And like.
But you're not going
to have example
Russians.
My
example is.
Brevet, I am the prince.
I wish.
I am prince. You
Hallmark
come.
Can't do accents. No. They can't. No. Except for British, I guess.
Because they hire British people.
True. Or they're British Columbian.
I am prince and I love you, okay.
Wait, what's British Columbian?
British Columbia?
Canadian.
That's
right.
Canada.
That's what I... Yeah. Okay. That's what I intended to say.
Yeah, British Columbian.
Anyways, so the prince is like never home and his country's always like traveling. He's kind of like a Prince Harry type of thing going on. He's like a ladies' mm-hmm. man. He's like a little bit of a bad boy. Kind of not unlike a Christmas prince, which... Did you see that, Sarah?
I tried.
You didn't like a Christmas prince?
I didn't.
You didn't like a Christmas prince?
Wow, that's shocking, but... Okay, well then
I think maybe I'm a little bit salty because my last hopes of becoming a princess one day are flying away with Harry right now.
Yeah.
True. Meghan Markle got him.
And she's really cute.
I mean, unless you want like a random Russian prince.
There's many princes in the sea.
I mean, my sister-in-law is Russian.
Don't limit yourself. You can get a prince.
I'm pretty sure my boyfriend and partner would not like
Hey. I'm sure he'd understand.
He'd be like, all right, you go get the money. And I'll just wait here.
Just going to tell him I'm going to become a famous matchmaker and I'll have a king try to hire me.
There you go.
Yeah. Boom.
So, yes. So he's like, you know, a ladies' man, I guess. The thing is, like, he's never photographed with the same woman twice.
Oh, he's a slut. Mm-hmm, he's a slurt.
They're not going to say that, but yes, pretty much.
But he's a dude. He can get away with it because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Not to me.
It's true.
Because I'm a modern man.
Well, good. Good. I'm glad that
if a dude does that, he's also a slut.
There
everybody's
you go.
A slut.
Yes. Way to
slut,
be.
Slut, slut, slut. You're a slut, slut. Slut, slut, slut. I don't care, actually. I don't think I've ever called anyone a slut.
For real? Reals. I probably have.
No, you have. Yeah, I'm witness.
There you go. We go way back. Have I said that? Yeah, we go way back. Anyways, sluts aside, he has a butler or something. Like Prince Sebastian has a butler.
A valet.
Yes, and his name is Victor, and he is like kind of his best friend, which is sad because he's getting paid to be his best friend.
Except, you know, like. Valets dress you up. They do everything.
I thought
for
he just
you.
Drove a car or whatever.
No,
or
valets are like your best. He's like that dude's Alfred.
So it's different than valet.
But they're this. Yeah, yes. Very different.
Okay. I think I thought it was a valet.
That's what because it's like a
Oops,
valet.
My
but
bad.
Like you're pronouncing valet wrong. I just thought they were saying it fancy. A valet is like, yeah, Alfred hit out. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's very concerned because the king like told him what was what. And it's like, you need to find a queen. So Victor calls the dating place in New York for some reason.
Because he heard something good because she matches famous people. Kids like to go to the weddings.
I don't know. That was a stupid ass. There was a stupid ass plot. It's on my Instagram story. right now, which by the time the listeners hear it, it won't be, but I'll show you later, Drew. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Anyway,
Kids Who Network. That's what I wrote. Kids Who Network. I wish I knew that at that age.
Kids Who Network.
They literally just go to like famous people's weddings because they were all matched by this wonderful matchmaker. And so
literal children that are like following the matchmaker around. It's stupid. It's very dumb. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Your face is like, the fuck?
I don't know.
Except you see them again, so
they do come back. They pay it off, but it's just a stupid, like, not even a B storyline. It's like, why'd you have to keep that in the movie? Just cut that from the
That's
movie.
That's actually why I wrote a note about it at right? all. I was just like,
anyways, yeah. So Brittany gets the phone call from Victor, and she's like, okay, we'll do it. And Kate Skypes with the king, and Brittany like has a little post-it and she's like, say your majesty. So Kate's like, your majesty, we'll do it. So they go to Valdelvia.
By the way, did you notice that they have Apple on their side? Their Apple laptops actually showed the Apple icon.
Showed the Apple?
Hey, Hallmark is getting that sponsorship, guys. They got a, that's a big get, right?
That's a huge get. They don't really give that allowance to anyone.
Yeah, they usually just put
Lifetime definitely puts a sticker on the Apple, for sure.
Yeah. All most people, like most laptop, like there's no computer companies in TV.
Right.
But now Apple.
Well, I mean, Hallmark has the money to just like.
Unless it's Marvel. If it's a Marvel TV show, you can put any.
Really?
Put fucking anything they want. Because they're Disney also.
They own everything.
Oh, right.
So they're just like, oh, whatever Disney owns, we can just put it on there. Be like, oh, it's Disney owns Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Just put Cheerios in there. I don't know. I don't know if they do, but like you could.
Cheerios.
I love Cheerios.
Cheerios are my shit.
Cheerios are my lady.
Anyways, so they are like on the train to Valdelvia or whatever the fuck it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And. Because, you know, you have to take a train to get
apparently,
to the place.
Apparently, because how did...
I don't know. They could have been
never
on
mind.
A plane.
They did show the United Airlines airplane.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. And I was just like, United really needs some help right now.
Oh, so she
had
to fly and then take a train.
So they got sponsorship from Apple, United.
God.
All the things.
I mean...
Kings, I'd actually say Queens. The production quality was quite okay on this one.
I mean, good job.
Yeah, this one looked good. Guys. And...
Thanks, Apple.
Also, a note about the castle, because we're headed to the castle now.
Mm-hmm.
The castle is the same castle from A Christmas Prince and, like, a couple more movies. So this castle is just raking in that Hallmark money.
Don't they, like, film over 10 days or something like that?
Yeah.
But the new one that's coming out is also filmed there.
Yeah,
I don't think it's 10 days.
It's like everyone's favorite castle for TV movies. So they're just like, we'll just reuse it. And it literally is like, oh, I remember that room from The Christmas Prince. I remember that.
It's probably the only castle in Canada.
But it's not in Canada.
It's not.
Are you sure?
It's in like Romania.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. I am positive. Yes. I did my research.
They went
today.
To Romania?
Yeah.
Maybe they have some good tax credits.
Probably. Anyways, so Kate and Brittany are like quick, fast firing through like the exposition because we haven't even gotten to the exposition yet. So Sebastian's mom passed away when he was 19. He has a degree in political science, and he's been traveling around the world.
So hot.
His favorite things are adventure sports.
Great.
And this is where we learn that he's never been photographed with the same woman twice.
Uh-oh.
A real challenge for our matchmaker. She got a slut.
Yes. So they get to the castle, and Victor's there with his creepy son, Rudy.
Really creepy. I'm like, this horror line is totally there with this little kid.
Oh, the almost horror.
Yeah, this is the kid that should have been like murdering everyone in the castle while they sleep, or like drawing on the walls, like.
Or you find out he's the one that's been like haunting that entire. Yeah.
How old is the kid?
Maybe like 7 or 8.
So really? He's the one. That's like,
oh, okay. I don't know.
You don't want to let out the castle.
Well, you have to say it in a British accent.
Oh, right.
So it's even creepier.
Mummy. Yeah. It's well,
are you my mummy?
Don't worry. There's no mom there because his mom's dead. And that means Victor's wife is dead. So just in case you were worried to have a happy family, not happening.
This is like the perfect movie for dead parent.
All dead parents all the time. Everyone
has dead parents. Yeah, we don't want to deal with the parents.
We don't even know about the matchmaker's parents.
No, because they're probably dead.
Stories are really hard to write with parents involved.
They are, but you know, parents exist.
They're
guys.
Really hard.
Anyways, so they like meet, or Kate gets like left alone with Sebastian, and they have like a rocky start, right?
Yes.
And because she's like trying to be professional and positive, and he's just like shutting her down at every turn, and she's like kind of bumbling, and like it's like she's like really trying to like keep a veneer of like I'm a great matchmaker, but he's like matchmaking stupid. What, my sign's Libra, so fuck off, basically.
Except Libras are actually pretty nice.
Well, he's not a nice Libra, and she's just kind of like bumbling.
He's just
a
damaged Libra.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. But she's like, Libra doesn't play into it. Like, I'm just kind of getting your vibe and like.
Oh, she's not dealing with the
horoscope stuff. No,
no, which is disappointing.
She goes with her gut.
Well, also,
see,
Drew,
I like that though.
Astrology is witchcraft, so that would never be on Hallmark.
Touche.
Oh. Okay, astrology is witchcraft, and if you believe that's in true. That, you go into hell.
But like, what about
it's
Christmas
also
magic?
Just not science.
Hey, though. I like astrology. Okay, I read my horoscope every day. Gemini. Oh,
Gemini.
You're a Gemini too. Hey, high five. Okay,
get it, guys.
Yeah, Gemini swim right here. Anyways, so it's really cute though. I thought Joy Lentz did a good job with this whole scene because she's like kind of like nailing that like. Frustrated but like trying to like
be nice.
Yeah, yeah, she did it. She's kind of like a good actress.
Oh, she did some,
that's
like
the
subtle,
thing. She actually is a good actress. I mean, to be on One Tree Hill and make it somewhat bearable,
yeah,
you have to be decent.
Well, that's cool. So she's doing like a little subtle where he's just like, look, no, and then she's like,
well, yeah, like, there's something more to it than just right. Just reading the lines or delivering like
she didn't smile all the time. That's one of the things that I really don't like about Hallmark or Lifetime movies. Yes. It's like they always have a smile plastered on their face. She didn't do that. She had her moments.
Yeah. Where she was earned. Like a real person it and like earned. Mad, you know? Like mm-hmm. Anyways, so that's just something about that. Meanwhile, while they're trying to get to know each other, because they do like a walk around and like a dinner and but it's all the same type of interaction, right? They're kind of like having the same conversation just in different settings for the next like three scenes.
Mm-hmm. I was okay with it though. They had a really good chem.
They did. They did. I believed it. So, okay. And like you can tell like they're like hating each other, but like loving each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could like feel
at
that.
At first I felt the hate.
Yeah. Okay.
But there
yeah.
was a twinkle eye like once in a while.
Like I hate you, but I love fighting with you.
Yeah, like, I like a challenge. Mm-hmm. Keep challenging me.
Yeah.
Nasty. So, I like it.
Yes.
like unleashing.
Meanwhile, Brittany.
I like that nasty.
Brittany, our blonde with glasses, is trying a different tactic, and she goes to Victor to try to, like, get some, like, intel from him, because mm-hmm. he's the best friend, and he's like, I don't really want to betray Prince Sebastian.
Because I'm a loyal valet.
Yes. But right. She's like, come on, like, tell me the good shit. Like, come on. I don't know if he does.
I actually thought that am I allowed to say what I thought about what was going to end up happening?
Sure.
So I thought that she, Glasses Girl, was going to end up with the valet.
So did I.
I had my note. I was so proud. I predicted it. Boy, was I wrong.
Totally didn't happen.
What?
She didn't even like...
She didn't like, get anyone.
She was like gone by the end of the movie.
she was done.
She was gone, girl.
She was. please. I...
She if, Gone Girl'd the...
If Hallmark or Lifetime did like an interpretation of Gone Girl, I'd just die. It would be amazing. I'd love to... I'd fund that movie myself. Okay? I'm going to make that happen. Anyways, so then we get like this little subplot with the community center, and Lorraine is the owner of the community center. It doesn't really come into play except for the fact that Victor is going to end up with Lorraine at the end.
Well, because his son goes to that community center, which kind of worries me that the prince's best friend's son goes to a rundown community center that has no heat, that has the ceiling falling down. Like, how is that even possible if this dude hangs out in the palace?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
but he was a creepy kid, so maybe I would stick him in there. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's like the one turning off the heat, and he's the one making holes in the wall, and he's like very troubled.
So it's that there's another little,
yeah, that little close twist. So
it's Kate, my little friend that tells me to do these, yes, things.
Kate lines up her suitors. So she has like three ladies who are like perfect. They have the statistics. They have like the pedigree to.
And they have like the CSI wall with all of the, mm-hmm, like where they are in the world.
Oh, they have
and
a CSI wall?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
It's
like strings.
Like legit let, matchmaking. Like, it's real.
It's extreme matchmaking.
So she sets up like a speed dating thing where he's just going to run through these three girls and like pick the one he likes the best, basically. We don't see any of the dates, but she's like giving him a little pep talk and she's like, you know, you want to feel the butterflies. And then she says,
butterflies like, is important.
Butterflies, mm-hmm, is important. And he's, yeah, like, does that mean I'm going to like throw up? And she's like, well, yeah, kind of. Like, yeah, that's exactly.
And then, you fall in love, you throw up.
Yeah, you do.
Fall in love, you kind of throw up a little bit.
She says more like cliche like lines about love, like open up your heart.
You just know.
Yeah, it'll, mm-hmm, just happen and that type of stuff. Which, you know, maybe don't say it'll just happen if you're a matchmaker. That's your job to make it,
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, no, you. No, it'll, you know, just happen. Why did I fucking hire you then, lady?
Well, he,
because she has the gut instinct.
Yeah, Prince Sebastian didn't hire him. The king hired him, Kate.
So he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't really care.
How are you going to work with a client like that? It's hard.
And that's exactly what she said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
She's getting pissed.
Yeah.
So the dates don't go well, of course. And then he is like, kind of like, Kate, like, this isn't going to really work. But she's like, hold on. I have one more ringer, Petra.
Who she didn't think was going to work out because she was out of the country.
Yeah, Petra was out.
I bet
but
she
she's
was
back.
In Russia.
Probably.
I wouldn't
she's
doubt
a,
him.
She's a
she
little,
looked a little
like,
Russian.
No, brown-haired girl.
Petra's and, a German name, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Petra.
Anyway, so Petra. She is
there
like...
There you go, that's much better.
She gets Petra in town, and she's this time she's setting up like more casual date because the other dates were like very fancy in the castle. This is like just a date at a bar.
Yeah.
Just, in like a log cabin bar.
Of course, as all Hallmark dates.
Gotta have
to be.
A log cabin bar.
Yeah.
But here's the like real twist. Petra, yes, actually likes it.
Yeah. She's like, this is fun. This is nice. Like, I enjoy kind of chilling out.
Even though she looked like a supermodel from Russia or something,
she did.
Like, you wouldn't expect her to say she actually liked the log cabin.
Oh, okay. But maybe, I don't know.
She's into it.
She was.
And
she
they like kind of like.
Was she like a part of. Was she mentioned. Any time before that?
No.
Or?
No. She's like.
Like, why is she the ringer? Like, what's the. Why didn't she.
They match like 98% in statistics and all that the blonde chick says that,
yeah,
has the glasses.
But she was out of town. So,
oh
well.
So they were really bummed. Okay. But
oh, we didn't
worked.
Mention the time restraint. So, Drew, the thing is the prince has to find a like suitor or like queen to be.
Uh-huh. In like
in
4 weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks for the grand festival ball, whatever the fuck it's called.
The Jubilee.
The Jubilee.
Or like, or the magic wears off. Like, why is it?
Don't know.
Because it's gonna be like the magic announcement jubilee that, mm-hmm, he's finally settled down and he's gonna be the prince of our dreams. Except he never did anything to not be a prince of their dreams.
So they make
right,
man. They make these like customs up. I don't know. It's
it just
weird.
Sets like, the it just sets the urgency.
Gotta set that urgency though.
So Kate,
it
like,
would have been better if there's magic involved. Actual magic.
No, that's only
involved.
At Christmas. Only at Christmas time. This is a, not even a holiday movie. This is just a prince queen movie. Okay.
It's a spring fling something.
It used to be spring fling. Now it's spring fever. Because I think spring fling was too risque for Hallmark.
Yeah, no flings.
No flings.
Just fever.
We want permanent monogamous
want
relationships.
Disease.
Yeah.
Fever.
Fever. It is. So Kate's like leaving the bar and there's a like slow pan in on her face as she's realizing that maybe she likes Prince Sebastian.
Oh.
Cut to commercial. We come back. Mm-hmm. She's like crying in or not crying yet.
No,
but,
she's crying.
Oh, this is what she's crying? Okay.
Right?
I don't know. Well, there's a couple times when she's going to Brittany, her blonde friend with glasses, and
oh,
she's
yes,
like,
yes, yes, yes.
I don't know. I feel like I might like him. And Brittany's like, follow your heart. Go with your gut. All the cliche advice.
You're a matchmaker. Match yourself.
Yeah, you should know. And she's like, that's so unprofesh.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to be looked at as like some slut. Okay. I just want to like match him with some.
Tim, it'd be a little bit different because she's technically getting paid to find him love.
True.
So if she finds herself.
No, the ethics are.
Yeah. Pay me to find some love with a prince. I'm gonna pick myself.
I'm gonna.
Duh.
I mean, no judgment. I mean, you do you.
You know, I ran the statistics and it said 100% match me.
Me. Me. Isn't that weird?
So she's very torn. And she like is walking around the castle in her bunny slippers, and Prince Sebastian comes in. He's like telling her about the date and how great it went. And he thanks her that it's so great. And then he goes on another like next day date with Petra. They're like by a lake, like talking.
Oh, yeah. And it was like that little picnic-y kind of situation.
It was nice. There. Like there's nothing weird going on. It's they like each other, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. You don't see the tinkle. Yeah, you don't see them tinkle, but you don't see
them tinkle together yet.
Good. I'm glad.
Not yet, but.
That's later. That's the other, the porn version.
No, that's.
Anyways.
Don't see the twinkle in the eye is what I meant right. to say.
Yes, yeah, you yeah. don't. But they do the horse drawn carriage and all this stuff.
Sure.
And as the date's ending, Petra goes on her way in her limo, because of course she's rich too.
Because he was supposed to be royalty.
Yes.
And that was the stipulation. It had
Kate
to be royalty.
Is there. Oh, she's like, okay. I'm really glad it's working out. And he's like, thank you so much. And then he goes to like kiss her hand. And he like kisses her hand and he's like, whoa, wait a minute. I think I like her. And then we see the king up in the castle, like looking out the window. And he's like I think they like each other.
You see him just like with his hands behind his back.
Quite yes. literally, yes.
Out yeah. the window. And been like,
I feel like you've seen this movie before, even though I know you haven't.
True. I have not. All the things. So now Kate's really...
There's like only a finite amount of things that a king does in any story.
Staring out a window.
And one of them is staring out a window with his hands behind his back. And then the other one is not looking at someone doing that same thing, but going... Like the only thing that part was missing... Was he looks over and then he just kind of to the side without looking behind him goes, kill them.
You're right. Oh boy. Okay. So Kate.
So he didn't do that though.
No.
He was like, oh,
not in a Hallmark. So he did the other.
Well,
not
you couldn't
in a
even tell
movie.
Him like you couldn't tell what he was thinking. He just had this straight face.
Yeah.
He's like.
So you're like, oh no, is he gonna stop this?
Maybe. Because she's not royal. She's just a normal old lady.
From New York.
Right. But so she's mm-hmm. back in her room crying because now she's like, I really like him and he kissed me.
And it's
Brittany's
like legally
like,
blonde cry.
You. Oh, yeah. Like
when
comical.
Ella's on the bed and trying to like eat chocolate. It's like that level cry.
Yeah. Like
what?
Hysterical.
Why is she crying?
Because she loves him and she's torn about this.
And she wants to be professional.
Yeah. And Brittany, her blonde friend with glasses, is like, well,
like
you guys
crying.
Are a 95% match.
And she's like, why didn't you ever tell me that before?
Yeah. She's like, that is really fucked up to say to me right now. Like, I'm crying about this. And now I know that it's like going to work out really good.
Glasses friend, statistic lady. Did you forget about the part that it has to be royalty?
Right.
So that means it's 0%. Like, you get your numbers out of here. You did it wrong.
You it's like multiplying this. By zero, okay?
Yeah, you just 0% because of that missed that main thing.
Yes. So.
But I mean, like, you never know. Maybe 400 years ago, she had some sort of someone like Meghan Markle does.
Yeah.
Who was royalty. Mm-hmm.
Does Meghan Markle really have someone royalty in her family?
Yeah, like because she's also part like white, so then yeah. that lineage also came from like England, and there's like some sort of something.
Okay, who knew?
I mean, anyone
right?
who's
Am
part
right?
white has some kind of
oh boy,
some kind.
Anyway,
right?
Yeah, so, with the two Latinos over here.
Yeah, Europe, here we go. We're at the ball now, and Prince Sebastian's like looking for Kate. She's of course at the train, like waiting to go to the airport because she's like, I'm out. If he's with Petra and I'm having these feelings, I need to remove myself from the situation.
Good.
Which is smart.
Yeah,
smart.
I actually appreciated that.
Yeah. But she doesn't get away because the king comes with all his guards or whoever.
But not. Because when he went through that like station door, there was no one near him. And people were just like super close and bowing in front of him.
The king's here.
The king is here.
Yeah.
At the airport. At the royal airport.
And no, like, not the airport. The train
no, the train. The train to the airport.
Oh, okay.
United doesn't fly to Vladovia.
No.
To Vladovia.
So he like gets her back. And does he like do a pep talk or something?
Kind of. He's just like, oh, you know, like if you're in love...
Love is love.
I don't give a shit.
Whatever. It's almost the end of the movie.
Actually, he was just like, do your job. And you were hired to like find love for my son. And apparently you're it. So do your job.
Yes. Ooh, he does.
See, there it is, though. Yeah. I could see that.
So she goes back. And before she comes into the room, Petra's like, Petra's dancing with Prince Sebastian. She's like, so like, you know, this is nice, but we're more of like friends, so do you want to just be my friend, maybe? And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, don't forget the butterflies.
Oh, what?
That Kate gifted this girl butterflies as like a huge brooch that takes up like most of her boob to be like the sign that like she is the one for this guy. Mm-hmm. And he sees that and he's just like, that's a wonderful brooch you've got there. And she's just like, oh, yes, your matchmaker gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Butterflies, dude.
Butterflies, that it comes back.
It comes back. With but, the butterflies.
But she gives him the butterflies. Yeah. She gives him the butterfly brooch back, and she's like, all right, we're done, and I'm out. So she just leaves.
Petra, man.
And it's like,
but it's amicable.
It is. It's a very amicable breakup, but like she literally is like, let's be friends. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Here's this thing. This weird butterfly thing. Bye.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then who walks in? Kate walks in. She's in like a pink dress. She's got gloves up to her elbows.
Up to her butt. Yeah. Got gloves up to
her butt. Those Chase Kelly gloves.
Yeah, like princess gloves. And she's like, here I am. And there's some speeches that happen.
And oh, and we find out that the prince ends up getting all the money in the world for that community center.
Oh, right. The community center that's saved.
Great.
Named after his mom.
Great.
Right. And then he proposes to Kate.
Just right there.
The butterflies.
With the butterfly brooch.
Not even a ring.
Oh, that's cool.
The butterfly brooch that she gives to his girlfriend is her engagement token.
You know? Yeah. Get me a ring or get out of my face.
I mean, but you always say that, Patrick. That's like, the thing you say.
People always
get me a ring or get out of my fucking face.
That's right.
But like, really, he's royalty. You know they've got vaults.
Yes. This seems like a rash decision.
I feel like it would just be like a placeholder. It's
fine.
He's just doing it. He's like, member.
But in front of everybody?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you your own gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's rude.
Give it back. There you go.
Well, then they do a lovely waltz.
Yeah, I don't need this.
Joy Lentz is a musical theater actress from like back in the day. Just bring it back to theater. She used to do musicals all the time. I think she was in like a production of
Annie. Oh, that's right. She can sing because she sang in One Tree Hill all the time.
Yeah, and she sang in a Lifetime movie last year for Christmas. She
if
did
you
a
can
Christmas
sing, you
Lifetime
sing in
one.
Movies.
Yeah, so she does. They do a little waltz, and that's the end.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I did fall asleep at the last, like right before it ended.
For the speeches, there was a couple speeches that were like too, like the king does a speech.
But I'm talking about like opening night. So then my mother watches the rest of it on Sunday because we try to watch it together on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, I can't today. And then I finished it this morning.
There you go.
And I was actually moved.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
And they did a good, was it a good dance?
It was a good dance.
That's what I was like, okay. Huh, wow. I'm impressed with this waltz. It's like an actual, like, well choreographed waltz. And I'm satisfied with
the
design.
And the camera, like, work on that was actually really smooth and nice.
Yes.
It felt like a movie.
It did. It felt like they really used that ballroom.
I mean, it was.
Well, a TV movie, but it felt like a movie, okay?
You get me.
That's right.
It was more like a film.
Yes, a film.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, okay, I wouldn't either. There's still the writing to be reckoned with. Anyways, so Sarah, on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. What are you going to
totally
do
pouring
to this
it
movie?
Up. I totally, like, sounded like I hated it, but I absolutely fell in love with this movie.
Yeah.
That's great.
I wouldn't have gone back to watch it if I didn't like it. So.
Right. You'd have been like, oh, I know the end.
Like, I get it. I can predict.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be kind of awesome if I didn't know the end and, like, everything went wrong?
Very rare in any TV movie to not know the end.
Yeah, it's
just
very,
gonna say.
Yeah.
If you don't know the end, that's some good writing.
Yeah.
Or
I'd say
it's like a real stupid ass twist.
Writing.
Which happens
a
lot.
Like, what?
Yeah. Makes no sense. Drew, what are you going to do blind?
Well, blind, I'm going to pour it up because it sounds like she's got some good, there was some good acting in it, which is just rare. Not that the actors are bad. actors in yes. these movies. It's that they get the worst direction ever, mm-hmm. and they probably are like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all the director's fault.
I feel like it's changing, though.
I think it is changing because people want to be in these movies because millions of people are watching them.
It was one of the things to do over the weekend. It was listed as like one of the really? Five things to watch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
I mean, these movies break in 3 million
the actors,
a week.
They're doing just fine.
3 million viewers, not money. I mean, I'm sure they make so much money.
They make
money.
More money than
and they don't really spend all that much time actually working on it. So mm-hmm. I can only imagine.
No, it's
a win-win.
It's a formula thing.
For the actors. I mean, if they get a bad one, then they're like, well, that sucked. But, you know, people know me now.
But I just can't imagine, or I guess what I can't imagine being like an actor in one of these movies. Mm-hmm. And
you'd have to smile a lot. Are you okay with that?
No.
Your face would hurt.
Hearing the, like, dealing with the shitty director. Like,
right.
all of these are just shitty, like, shitty direct. The directors in these, I will never shit on the actors. They're just doing their shit.
Trying to get paid.
Trying to get that money.
Mm-hmm.
These directors, though, are garbage human beings and they're bullshit.
And I keep saying,
phoning
like,
it in.
We need to look up who they are because
assholes. It's interesting. The next one that's coming out for the spring,
yeah,
thing,
the Home Again or something.
They have a commercial with the director whose dad is in the movie.
Uh huh.
Because he's like a musician or something like that, and Steve McQueen's grandson.
Oh yeah,
is in it.
Steve McQueen's grandson's in it.
Like, what? Since when do they like interview directors? I've never seen that.
I think Hallmark's trying to rebrand as a more legitimate thing. So like yeah. maybe they are bringing in directors that are more well known. Directing is like such a blind spot for me. So yeah, we'll definitely look into that and see like who they are. But seems like
they just most of these it's just sound like they don't give a shit.
I feel like it's becoming like my generation's Disney Channel original movie. Like Hallmark is like becoming
yeah, I think
that.
So.
That
okay.
yes, which those are amazing. By the way, Lizzie McGuire movie that might have not been made for TV.
No, that was out in movie theaters.
I think I saw it in the theater.
Hey now, hey now.
Disney yes. Channel original movies.
They're a thing.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Wrapping this up, I'm gonna obviously pour it up because yeah. I thought Joy Lentz was great. She mm-hmm. was also in Grey's Anatomy recently, and she did a really good storyline with.
Watching that at season 2.
Well, you know, you're not wrong to stop doing it, but it's like that mindless thing that I just have on that I enjoy. But she did a storyline with Matthew Morrison about she was like an abused wife, just for like a very brief period. But she did a really good job. Like I was like, whoa. She's like an abused wife and she's like really getting those emotions. So I'm impressed by her just as an actress in general.
Great.
I'm impressed that Hallmark got her.
Pouring it up. I know that's a good get for Hallmark, but this is her first Hallmark movie. So Hallmark audiences might not be familiar with her. I don't think so.
Bitches, you better get familiar with her.
Get familiar.
And when I say bitches, I mean just like bitches. Not like you bitches.
Not like female people.
He just means everyone.
Everyone. Everyone's a dumb bitch. Okay, so that wraps up our conversation about Royal Matchmaker. But before we go, we have our favorite segment of this week and Hallmark Weeks. What you say, Candace Cameron Bure? That's right. What you say, Candace Cameron Bure?
Oh my God, I'm here for one of them.
I know, it's so exciting because I don't get to do them every week now that we're alternating like Lifetime and Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't figured out what I'm doing with that B side of the Lifetime ones, but this is obviously very very standard for Hallmark. So I brought a clip. I'm gonna play the clip and we're gonna talk about it. So Sarah, all your thoughts are much appreciated. Here we go.
Oh my gosh, so I'm unpacking, putting everything away, and for the first time in 22 years, my wedding ring, my diamond, popped out of the setting. Obviously, it's the engagement ring. This is my wedding band that I still have, but I'm so glad it literally popped off when I was putting something on my shelf and it caught it. So I have it. I have to just go to a jeweler. I'm glad that I saw.
If you're squeamish, look away.
It makes me so sad. And please don't judge my fingers that are horribly ugly, but they're so cut up. This one actually caught on the prong after the diamond came out, and then I cut that finger open. I can't get it to stop bleeding. And then this one, I don't mean to
She's really desperate for that diamond.
It's a bruise. Yeah, I slammed this in the door in Vancouver in my hotel.
She's flicking us off.
At the base, and it's like has to work its way up until it grows out. My hands just aren't happy. They're not happy.
Shut your mouth up. Shut your mouth up, Candace.
Well,
she's an American gem, Drew.
It's true. And she lost her gem of her ring.
Oh, and then found it. Everything's fine.
Wait, so did I misunderstand? Did she try to put it back with her mouth?
I don't know why her, like, everything was cut up, but, you know, diamonds do cut you, so you have to be careful. But
no, they really do.
But, like,
diamonds can cut glass.
Oh, I know. They can.
You're
because they're very strong.
So imagine what it can do to your lip.
I'm just picturing Candace Cameron in her closet, like trying to holding like a diamond in her tooth, like trying to put it back on her ring finger, just cutting her fingers to shit. And she's like, ow, ow, ow. What's happening? I better Instagram this.
She was showing her other finger that was like kind of bruised up a little bit or cut in
from CrossFit or something.
Was it from CrossFit?
I thought it was from the diamond.
I thought she was talking about like she was putting a thing and it got caught on something. She's like,
yes.
It's bleeding really bad and I don't know. It's not stop. The bleeding's not stopping.
Should I go to a doctor or
should I go? I don't ask.
And she's
your
really
phone.
Distraught. There was like no makeup on.
No.
She was just like super puffy.
That's
and
the thing.
Like,
she's like trying to be like brave and real on her Instagram stories. So this would be an example of her like being relatable. Air quotes on relatable.
Well, she's like, I lost the fucking ring. I wish she was like. Actually, if she was like, well, I lost my fucking ring.
She would never say that.
She would never say that.
But she did it one time.
She did flick off the camera. So, Drew, there you go. There's her, profanity.
Technically, she did. She had two. I think she was
but you
very
can see
good
the other finger. She flicked us off. Okay?
She did. She was like, fuck you, Instagram.
Fuck you all, Instagram.
It's a subtle fuck you.
I wonder if I bet there's gonna be like is there backlash for just like
maybe. We'll wait for it. We'll wait for the backlash because she got in trouble.
Well, I heard on your podcast.
Oh, yeah. She got in trouble. So she's always like backtracking on her stuff. Don't follow her on Instagram,
don't
guys.
Do that.
We follow her so you don't have to.
I kind of want to, though. It's just it's no, Hot Mess even. Express, man.
I only save the really, really good ones. Most of them are stupid.
They're the...
She's sticking with the Candace Carr Chronicles, by the way. So, like, that's a segment she does on her Instagram story where she talks
in
her car.
I feel like that's super dangerous.
She's parked.
Do we know
that?
Yeah,
she's parked.
I don't know if she's parked or at a red light.
If she's not parked in those... She's like a death machine. Then,
yeah,
if that's because she's like sitting here for like 20 seconds.
Oh boy, yes. So Candace, you know, keep doing you, girl.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah,
diamonds aren't forever.
Get it. Go to the jeweler. Get it fixed. You'll be fine. So yes, Sarah, where can we follow you on social media?
Oh, dang. I was actually going to tell
you. Or plug something.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
This is the part where you plug things.
I work for the Chicago Latino Theater Alliance.
Yes.
And we do the annual International Latino
Theater
Festival.
Wait, you're Latino?
I'm Latina, okay?
Hey, what do you think about Latinx?
Ooh.
What are your thoughts about that?
I'm all for it.
Okay, me too.
I know a lot of people who are not.
Do you know what that is,
No.
It is... non-gender specific. It's usually here in the U.S. Mostly here in the U.S. It was started by
instead of saying Latina, Latino, you say
Latinx.
Well, I mean, it's kind of bogus that if you're in a room of like all women and there's one dude, then all of a sudden it's masculine.
Oh,
that's pretty bogus.
Yeah, I mean, that's the language. Yeah, it is the language. That is the Spanish language, at least.
Well,
very much so.
Here's the thing.
But
we're in America.
Oh, I understand.
We speak both.
Yeah.
So what do we
Absolutely.
Do now?
Gender inclusive.
Great. No, I love it. No, I've gotten into
some pretty heated debates. I actually got into one last night.
There you go.
But anyway, okay, handle is at Latino Theater.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I also stage manage. And the show that I'm currently stage managing is called Ashes of Light. And that opens with Urban Theater Company. And you can follow them at Urban Theater.
Wonderful.
Urban, yeah.
And you'll be basically talking to me because I do the social media.
There you go. Doing it all. Doing a little bit of everything.
Latinx sounds cool.
Doesn't it sound cool?
It's like Latinx.
I like it.
It makes me feel like I'm an X-Men.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm more apt to call myself a Latinx than like... sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm Latino, but no one like believes me. So Latinx would be like, oh, okay.
Sure.
Pat, you look way more Latino than I do.
You just say, really? Like, I'm a Latin.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I've got green eyes.
True. You do have green eyes. I wish. I wish I had green eyes.
You have green eyes to me.
Thank you. Where can we follow you on social media?
You can follow me, as always, on Instagram at Drew, but with pants.
Wonderful. And you can follow me at Patrick Miguel. You can follow the podcast at Lifetime on Court or visit our website, lifetimeoncourt.com. Don't forget to rate and review us like we talked about at the beginning.
We'll read it.
Yes, we'll read it on air. So
and
thank
I'll get
you
to
so
laugh
much.
At it. So thanks, guys.
There you go. Sarah, it's been a pleasure. You're just one of my favorite people.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.